Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. On yesterday's broadcast, I was sort of laying a foundation of what we were going to be sharing these next few days, and the title is Avoiding Negative Attitudes. And I have pulled these thoughts from the Word of God because I believe all of us at some point in our life have been tried by these. We've had to deal with these sins, basically, these wrong attitudes in our lives. And I believe the Lord has folks that will be listening who are struggling in some of these areas. So, as I shared yesterday, the attitude means a mental position with regard to a fact or a state, a feeling or emotion toward a fact or state, the position of something in relation to a frame of reference. So the first attitude we're going to look at is our attitude toward our position as a Christian. Now, that might need a little bit of explaining. Our attitude, I mean, obviously it's a wonderful thing to be saved. We begin a whole new life, we're born again, and God gives us peace and joy. But, beloved, and all that is true, but this may be especially true for younger Christians, but even some mature Christians who've walked with the Lord for a while, and I know that, trust me, from letters that come in, let's lay the basics. First of all, every child of God is bought with a price. What is that price? That is the blood of Jesus. That price was paid for our redemption. Therefore, God thought enough of you and me that He sent His Son to pay the supreme price for our redemption. He sent Jesus. Jesus was willing to come, the spotless Lamb of God. And we should thank God and praise God for that, that we are saved because of our belief and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and His atonement to cover our lives. But many Christians have an attitude that they really are nothing, that they put themselves down. Oh, they may not actually even say it, or they may, to themselves or others, like, oh, that was stupid, or you're so dumb. I mean, speaking to themselves, feeling they're useless, that God doesn't really care for them, that they're no real benefit to the Lord, to the church, to their fellow Christians, and so on. I think you get the idea. Basically, a condemning spirit, feeling least of the least, unworthy, lacking in faith, just it's a really pitiful, pathetic state to be in. And I wouldn't doubt that all of us at one point in our lives have felt that or been there. I think of that beautiful psalm where David said, "He brought me up also out of a horrible pit." Come on now, you never been in that horrible pit? "And He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings." Hallelujah. "And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." But that all happens after he is brought up out of that horrible pit. And that's a place none of us want to be. The enemy will do whatever he can, use whatever ploy, use whatever temptation, whatever, to get us into that place that God doesn't really love us, nobody likes us, we fail God. It's just about everything negative. In fact, there's nothing positive you can say about yourself. So, beloved, what is that saying? That's what Satan, those are the lies of the devil. If we act on these thoughts, or express them or dwell on them. It's not a sin when a negative thought comes, but it's what we do with it. Do we reject it, realizing it's a lie of the enemy, or do we say, you know, we're not going to do that. I refuse that. So if we don't respond in a faith response of truth, we actually, by accepting those lies, we're actually repudiating the Word of God in terms of what the Word has to say about each and every one of us. And many have accepted the wrong attitude as being right. And as a result, thus they're no further along in their Christian walk than they were when they first became a Christian. You know, I mean, I'm thinking of one brother, Dwight, and he'd say, just pray that I get saved, you know, pray that I, and it's like, brother, yes. Also, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20 states, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body, that's in the physical realm, and in your spirit, which are God's. Spirit and soul connected very closely in terms of our thoughts, our emotions, our mind, our will. And so in that scripture, you're bought with a price. That Greek word used for price in verse 20 is timē, taken from the word teō, meaning to pay a price as a penalty, to be punished with a penalty, that price. And so what happened at the cross? Jesus paid the price for our sins, and that price was required with the perfect justice of God. He couldn't just dismiss sin. There had to be, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And so he required a perfect sacrifice, and Jesus was that perfect sacrifice. He never sinned. He was without a spot or blemish, and he took our sins upon him and suffered untold agonies before his Father, even to being forsaken. And he did that because he loved us, and the Father allowed it because he loves us. He loves you, brother and sister. That word timē means to value. It means the money paid, valuables. By analogy, it means to esteem, especially of the highest degree, or dignity itself, honor, precious, of a price. It's something very valuable, beloved. And so that's how God sees us. And to take any other attitude, yes, we can fail, and we can say, Father, I'm so sorry, we repent, and he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness. And we grow in grace, we grow in righteousness. The things that used to trouble us and trip us up when we first got saved, have you found that's not really an issue anymore? There may be other things. The Holy Spirit fine-tunes. He goes after attitudes, you know, things that aren't negative actions as such. But he knows just where to go and how to get to us. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And verse 9, but ye are, that's us, beloved, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness, such darkness, right, into his marvelous night. And verse 10, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, out of every tribe, people, nation, and tongue, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Praise God. So, all right, beloved, that is the first negative attitude towards our position as a Christian. If we don't really see ourselves as God sees us, as the Word describes and declares, we're actually sinning. We're saying, I don't believe that. I don't care what the Word says. This is how I feel. You're placing your emotions over the truth of Scripture and God's opinion of you. So let's repent. I think we've all done that. I know I've been guilty of that. You know, I said, in joking, I don't need the devil to work on me. I'm pretty good at doing that myself, you know. So, Father, we come to you and we thank you for the privilege of joining together in prayer. Lord, I think every single one of us, in fact, you know, even Moses, he said, you know, who am I? You know, get someone else. I'm, you know, a man of I'm not eloquent in speech. And he had a poor attitude, but he was chosen of God. And so he had to be willing to say yes in the end. And so, Father, we repent of negative attitudes, of words out of our mouths that we have declared or said about ourselves. Father, we ask for the Holy Spirit to be so sensitive and so communicating to us that when we start to have that negative thought, that the Holy Spirit will remind us and will say, oh, no, I'm not going there. And I thank you, Lord, that I am redeemed of the Lord. I'm your child, and I am clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and I'm not unworthy. I'm not rubbish or trash, but chosen and precious to God. Father, we ask this in Jesus' wonderful name, that everyone, hallelujah. There's a sister right now. You have tried to step out in faith and do something, and it just didn't work out very well, and you're just kicking yourself mentally about it. Honey, stop that. Okay, we prayed that prayer. We don't always succeed. Sometimes we fail, but the most successful people in the world have learned from their failures. Remember Thomas Edison, how many times did he try to make a light bulb? Okay, so let's not be hard on ourselves. Jesus doesn't condemn you, and we should not condemn ourselves. Praise God. Well, beloved, we've just gotten as far as one, avoiding one negative attitude, and we'll continue on tomorrow. I thank you that you've joined me today, and I thank you for your prayer support. And if you have areas, specific areas of need in terms of various areas of your life, or if you really just want further prayer, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I pick up the mail. I alone answer the mail, read the letters, and if you email, I will confirm receipt. I will pray, but if you'd like a personal answer, do share your mailing address, which is never shared with anyone. Anyway, I love you, and until tomorrow, God bless you, and may God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.